The Bible was written, the Bible was first written in Hebrew and in Greek, to ancient languages, but it's been translated into many languages, languages all around the world. So you can access the Bible in your own language on the internet. So we're going to have two very short passages from the Christmas episodes in the New Testament. The first from Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And who's going to read that in Yoruba? Do we know? Have we got a Yoruba reader? Ife, who's coming first? It's Kemi. It's Kemi's going to read this. Right, okay. And we're alternating lines, is that right? I'll read the English.
Okay.
You read the Yoruba. So if I read first and then you read second. I'll go on to the radio mic. Thank you. So the angel, this is from Luke chapter 1, but don't worry, it's a simpler version than the editions you've got in the seat, so it'll be confusing perhaps if you try to follow in the books. Best probably just to look at the screen. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, the Lord is with you. You are very special to him."
Angeli no si to wa, oni alafia, iwo eni ti akoju si sele ore, oluwa pelu re.
But Mary was very confused about what the angel said. She wondered, what does this mean?
Ṣùgbọ́n ọkàn rẹ̀ kò lélẹ̀ nítorí ọ̀rọ̀ náà. Ó sì rò nínú ara rẹ̀ pé irú kíkì kì í léyìí.
The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is very pleased with you."
Angeli náà sì wí fún pé, "Má bẹ̀rù, Maria. Nítorí ìwọ ti rí ojú rere lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run."
Listen, you will become pregnant and have a baby boy. You will name him Jesus.
Ṣàṣìkíyèsí, ìwọ ò lóyún nínú rẹ. Ìwọ ò sì bí ọmọ ọkùnrin kan. Ìwọ ò sì porúkọ rẹ ní Jésù.
He will be great. People will call him the Son of the Most High God, and the Lord God will make him king like his ancestor David.
Ọ̀nà pọ̀. Ọmọ àgá ògo jùlọ lè a sì máa pe Olúwa Ọlọ́run yóò sì fi ìtẹ́ Dávidì bàbá rẹ fún.
He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
Yóò sì jọba nílẹ̀ Jacobu títí ayé, ìjọba rẹ kì yóò sì ní pẹ̀kún.
This is the word of the Lord, and we would say thanks be to God.
Èyí lọ Olúwa.
Thank you very much. Then the second reading is also from Luke chapter 2, but a bit later. We're going to have this in English and Urdu. There are some copies of this. If you can reach one of these booklets, there's not enough for everyone. They're scattered around the seats. I'll be reading the English from that. Kurum, you're going to come and read Urdu, aren't you? So this it's on page 7. If you can see one of these books.
Verses.
So if you've got both verses there, yes, so yeah. We've got it on two slides.
Yeah. So first verse 78.
Yes, so I'll start with the English. "Our God will forgive us because he is very kind. He will send someone from the highest place. When this person comes, it will be like the sunrise for us."
Hamare khuda ki kus badi rehmat ki wajah se hum par aalme bala ka aftab tulu hoga.
And then the next verse. "He will bring light to people who are living without God. It's like those people are living in the dark. They are afraid to die. But he will shine on them. He will show us how to live so that we will not be afraid."
Taake unki jo tariki aur maut ke saaya mein baithe hain roshni bakshe aur hamare kadmon ko salamati ki raah par daale. Khudawand ke paak kalam ke bade usne jaane par uski barkat. Amen.
Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Kurum. Mark, can we have the next slide up, which has got a picture of the inside of this booklet? Here you go. So if you can see the booklet, that's what you've got on page 7. If you can't see the booklet, you can read it on the screen, which that slightly simplified version of those couple of verses in the Gospel according to Luke. I'm going to talk about those now. I'm going to use some pictures on this board. If there's children who want to come forward, you're welcome to do that. I've got a few pictures to show. If you want to come closer so you can see, do come. Well done. Amelia and Olivia are coming. Yeah, I can say Lucas is coming. Oh, thank you, ladies. That's helpful to let the youngsters sit at the front. Great, hello. Have a seat. Have a seat. The ladies have let you have a seat. There you go. Where are my words? Great. Hello, Hope. So, Santa found out about the best Christmas gift. It's a gift better than anything he gives, and it's the gift that Jesus brought. In our words from the Bible, it says at the top there, a priest called Zechariah spoke these words. Zechariah was a Jewish priest in the Middle East. He serves God, he teaches people, and these are not his ideas. He's God's servant, it's the message from God. And he said this just before Jesus was born. And the first thing we see from Zechariah in the red words, can we go on to the next slide? I think it highlights it. Here we go, and then go on. Next slide again. Our God will forgive us because he is very kind. Forgiveness comes because God is very kind. That's what God is like deep in his person. And that's the gift from Jesus. Jesus came that Christmas so we could be forgiven. And people might be thinking, well, why is that such a good gift? Who wants that for Christmas? I didn't put that on my list. Where's the thing I asked for? But this is the present Jesus came to give, forgiveness. So why do we need forgiving? We need forgiving because our lives are not right with God. And that's different for different sorts of people. Some people, here's Zechariah, I forgot to put him up. There we go. He didn't probably look orange, but there's my picture of an old man. Some people, their lives are not right with God because they hate him. And if you just talk about God or talk about Jesus, they will get angry. Maybe you know someone like that. Their life is not right with God. Some people's lives are not right with God, even though they come to church every week and they say the words of the prayers. They're never actually praying to God in heaven. They're never asking him. They're just saying words. It's like breathing in and out with a noise. There's no relationship with God. And what they're doing is what people have called churchianity. Just coming once a week to an event rather than Christianity, where we have this gift of life with God for all of our life. Some people, they just ignore God until something bad happens. And then when something bad happens, they start praying for him, God help me. But their life is not right with God. Oh, my picture's not right with me either. There we go, it's on. So their life is not right with God. Because they're not relating to him properly, are they? And then the last group that I thought of are people who just try to use God like they'd use a gadget. They think, well, God will make them better from a serious illness. Or maybe he'll give me better mental health or help me with mindfulness. He'll give me happy feelings or make me better at getting money. Their relationship is not right with God. And the Bible says, for many reasons, all people in the world of all different nations, our lives are not right with God. It's not just some nations are wrong and other nations are right. All nations, people of all nations, our lives are not right with God. But Jesus came to bring forgiveness. But that's the brilliant gift. That's the thing Santa found out about that he was telling us when he came to speak to me. And that's why we celebrate Jesus' birthday. Because the baby we think about at Christmas time, he grew up to be a man. Can any of your children tell me what happened when Jesus was a grown-up? What did the people who hate him do to him? What happened when he was a grown-up? Can you remember? Yeah?
Yes, so what happened was they started to hate him, and then finally they started to like him.
But before some of them liked him, what did they do first? That horrible thing they did.
They did a horrible thing, and they didn't really do anything really nice to him.
No, and the terrible thing they did was they killed him. And the Bible says by doing that, Jesus made a way for us being forgiven. That's what he did as a man. So that's why he was born into the world. Do you know what it means to be forgiven? By God, I mean. Do you know what it feels like to be clean from your guilt and wanted by God? That is what the Christmas message is about. So let's look at the next bit that Zechariah tells us. Could we have the lights, please? Zechariah says this person will be like sunrise. When this person comes, it will be like sunrise for us. Sunrise is when the darkness ends, isn't it? There we go, the light's back on again. So sunrise is when all around, everywhere, not just in a building with lights, is when the lights come on again and the sun comes up. And look at what Zechariah says. The line that's underlined, when this person comes, it will be like the sunrise for us. Then the next bit says, he will bring light to people who are living without God. So living without God means being without light. And then the next line says, it is like those people are living in the dark. Living without God is living in the dark. Here's someone in the dark. And being in the dark often means that we feel out of control. We're afraid. We don't know enough. In English, people say, when someone has not told them things, they say, I've been left in the dark. And it's a bad thing. They're not saying it's a good thing. It's not like being cozy in bed under your blanket and sleeping in your bed and happy in the dark. It's a bad idea of being in the dark. I've been left in the dark. They didn't tell me. And now I'm a bit uncertain of what's going to happen. Well, the Bible says that without Jesus coming, we were left in the dark. We were afraid of death. So if you go again from the bit where it's underlined, it says, when this person comes, it's Jesus, it will be like the sunrise for us. It will bring light to people who are living without God. It's like those people are living in the dark. They're afraid to die. But he will shine on them. So this is a word picture. Jesus is like the sunshine that comes up and makes the whole world light so that we can see again, so that we're no longer afraid. And the thing that people in every nation on the world are afraid about, it's not just for some countries, is dying. People in every country are afraid of dying. And by making forgiveness, Jesus makes a way so that people needn't be afraid. He brings the light. Now, maybe as you've been listening, you've said to yourself, well, I don't know this God that the vicar's talking about, and I certainly don't think I've been forgiven. Well, it'd be great for you to know how to change that. And there are, can I suggest three things you might do? Take one of these booklets. They're around about, they're free. Or take one as from the table at the entrance. There's also a blue one. I can't find my copy for children, which says, why did Jesus come? Has someone got one they can work? Thank you. This one again. That's for children with quizzes in. Adults, you can sneak one out if you don't want anyone to know. You've got one, you can take one, and they've got quizzes in to help understand why Jesus came. Those are free as well. Do take them. Second thing, you might want to read the fuller story of Jesus' life. It's called the Gospel, and their versions of Matthew and Luke have got the stories about Jesus' birth that we think about at Christmas. You'll be able to get those online. Bible Gateway has them in many languages. So if you search for Bible Gateway, you'll be able to get the Bible in your language. And you'll be able to read that story of the life of Jesus. That's the second thing you might do. The third thing, you might come here in January for four sessions, going from January into February, looking at some of the things Jesus taught. This person who's like the sunrise, who makes the way for forgiveness. We'd love to look at his teaching a bit more, and you'd be welcome to come for that. Speak to me, and I can give you details. But what if you already knew about this? What if you already knew about being forgiven for sins? What if you already knew that Jesus is like the sunrise? What's the lesson for you? Well, keep saying thank you to God for this Christmas message. You know, in your prayer at home, joining us in church to do that. And why not make some plans to make sure that when Christmas comes, we've got 2 or 3 weeks, haven't we, before the main date, make some plans that Christmas is not going to be swamped by all the other things so that you actually forget the main part. The story of Jesus and how he came, the best present that Santa found out about. Jordan, you've been really patient. I'm sorry, the pictures this month haven't been great, have they? They're not enough of them, really. Would you go back to your parents? Go back to sit with your parents. Thank you for listening. We are going to sing again. Again, O come all you faithful, Thank you very much, musicians and singers who've led us in our singing this morning. And well done for courage of those standing up who wouldn't normally stand up, and those effort that people have put into organising it. Thank you. Normally on a Sunday, we'd finish our meeting by reading a sentence from Scripture, and then all the people who've gathered would be invited. Many of us would stay for tea and coffee. Again, things are different this week. Because it's our International Carol Service, in a short time, everyone is very welcome to join us for a meal with different nationality foods, some non-spicy foods for people who are nervous about spice, and that's happening up at the Exeter Road Hall. Have I missed the slide, Mark? What was before this? That was it. Yeah, so thank you. But before that, we'd love to get some photos, particularly because various people are here wearing national dress. So the first photo is for everyone who's been willing to be in it. It will not go on social media. It will just be for us to put on the board here maybe next year to say, oh, remember that, let's do it again. The second photo will be for those who are willing to be in social media. No children will be in that, please, because of just cautions about that in our current culture. So one photo for everyone. It'd be great to have those in national dress at the front here or in the middle. So those who are in the middle, if you move to make space for the people in national dress. Lana's our photographer, is that right? Yeah. Do you want to come up here, Lana, and take that first photo, and then people can start moving. If there's anyone who's responsible for cooking, once that first photo's gone, they need to scoot, don't they? Come on, Lana, if you come up